Is iHookup the real deal? Let's find out.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be looking at a website called iHookup. Now, a lot of people go onto online dating thinking that they're going to be going into a love relationship or a serious relationship, but there are also many people who go into online dating who are looking for something more casual or something like a hookup, and just like the name suggests, that's exactly what iHookup is for. Now, right off the bat, if this doesn't sound like the perfect online dating website for you, don't worry. We have a perfect solution to your problem, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it'll let you know exactly what that online dating website is for you personally. If you'd like to take this quiz, you can do so by jumping down in the description down below or by clicking the link popping up above my head here. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page holds multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. Now, in order to make this review a little bit easier for you, the viewer, to comprehend, I've broken it down into five different categories. The first category is the user demographics, then the ease of use, the pricing, the key features, and the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is the user demographics. So this is a site where one night stands, a casual fling, or possibly an online hookup is what it's all about. And that's what it presents to everybody. It's not marketing itself towards a certain age group, gender, or specific sexual orientation. That's because if you are male, female, lesbian, gay, older, or younger, and you'd like to try and hook up with someone else for fun, this is a type of site that you would use. In terms of the numbers of users that are using iHookup, while it's difficult to say because there are no actual figures that are listed anywhere, the same can be said for the age ranges as well as the gender ratio. I do think that there are users on this website that are out there looking to hook up. However, you are also going to have to go over a bunch of different bots and scammers and make sure that you're not interacting with the wrong people on this website. So unfortunately, there's not a lot of information on the user database and what users are actually using this website, not even what countries they're coming from. So it's hard to narrow down what demographics are going to be more successful than other demographics on this website. Before I move on to number two on my list, I do want to ask you guys to make sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with that all notorious YouTube algorithm, and we super duper appreciate it. And this moves me on to number two on my list, which is the ease of use of iHookup. And when it does come to the ease of use, it is just about as easy as any other online dating website. Setting up was easy, but it was also a little bit scary at the same time. The moment I went to the iHookup page with my browser, I started getting warnings that the site was not secure and that entering my details could be tracked. That's a massive red flag in my book, but in the interest of pursuing an online dating website review, I carried on. The rest of the sign-up process took a mere 5 minutes with iHookup wanting to know all the information that you would expect, including a username and password, your email address, your birthday, your gender, the gender you would like to be matched with, and the age range you are looking to match with. And then here came the second red flag, which was that the website immediately prompted that I needed to pay in order to use the website. Now, this isn't true whatsoever. If you actually just go back, hit the back button to the previous page on your browser, it'll bring you to the website and you'll be logged in. Now, a website that's just trying to get you to pay to use the website when you can't actually use the website without paying is something that I think is a red flag, but let's keep going and see what else this site has to offer. When looking at the website, I see the design, and it's pretty clear that this is not a priority for iHookup. It doesn't look terrible, but to be honest, it's a little boring design-wise. What you will immediately notice, however, is a not safe for work advertisements that litter the site all over the place. These are everywhere, and they're very explicit. Yes, I know this is a hookup site, but is it really necessary to have porn basically in your face every second you are on the site? I really don't think so. But if that's a worry to you from a functionality point of view, iHookup has everything you need right there for you. It's easy to start searching for matchups, and your profile is a click away, so if you want to add a new selfie you took that's going to woo potential matches, you can absolutely do that. When it comes to searching for other members on the website, iHookup actually gives you a lot of options. Of course, this includes the regular search parameters you can find on any other online dating website, which include their gender, their sexual orientation, their height, their weight, and their age, but there are more than this as well. Some extra parameters you can add to your search include where those users are located, whether the matchups have a profile photo or not, what type of hookup they are interested in, whether that be casual, friends with benefits, discreet romance, or more, their relationship status, their ethnicity, and their body type. Now, these are a lot of attributes that you can search for in an individual on this website. However, I do think that if you do click too many attributes and become too picky on the website, you are going to significantly narrow down the amount of users that you can potentially match with. And more likely than not, they're not even going to be in the area that you're in. So it's more likely to not be so picky and to broaden your horizons and to try to see people who are nearby. Now that you know how to search for other people and you found a person, let's say that you are interested in messaging, there's a few ways to go about this. Of course, as a free member, you are going to be extremely limited. They only allow you to like their profile or to add them to your favorites list. Liking their profile will notify them that you have liked their profile and you're interested in them, and adding them to your favorites list will add them to a list that you can contact later to see their profile once again in the future if you would like. If you did want to send other users direct messages, you are going to have to sign up for a paying membership. But again, I do want to mention too as well that there are a lot of bots and scammers on this website, it seems to me. So you do want to be careful about who you're trying to get in contact with, and you want to be sure that you can tell the difference between a catfish and a real individual. So how much does it cost to actually sign up for a membership? Well, we're about to jump into that, but before I do, I want to ask you guys one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with that YouTube algorithm, and we super duper appreciate it. So this moves me onto number three on my list, which is the pricing. As I mentioned earlier in the review, iHookup isn't really shy about trying to get you to sign up for their membership. They try to make it seem like you need to sign up when you first sign up into the website and that you can't search it for free when you actually can. And even when using the website, I'll get popped up all of the time that they're trying to get me to put my credit card information to them so that I can become a premium member and message other members on the website. So I do also want to look up into how much iHookup is going to charge my credit card when I do sign up, because you will notice when you are looking at that sign up page that you do not see any prices anywhere. Well, that's not entirely true. You actually do see them, and they're in the very tiny text on the bottom of the page. And there's a reason that this tiny text is tiny, and that's because this website is absolutely a scam. So let's go over really quickly what those tiny texts say and what the total cost that'll come to your card when you do try to sign up for iHookup. So the tiny text goes over how you'll get a premium subscription to both iHookup and Casual.com for a single day trial charged $2, and then you'll be billed $39.01 after that trial ends monthly. You'll also gain access to Instant.net, which will charge you an additional $19.93, which is, of course, billed monthly. Also, DoItPartner.com is also going to give you a $46 charge, which will be a rebilling as well. But wait, there's more. You'll also get a YouSutra membership for $9.99. Billed monthly, of course. And lastly, you'll also get a membership for QCams.com for $4.99, which will be billed to you every month. Whew, well, that's a total of $121.92 that your site is going to take from you if you give them your credit card info. And to remind you, that is for a rebilling of every month. And on top of that, it is billing your card through 6 different websites. So I imagine that if you do try to cancel this, it's going to be a huge pain in the ass because you're going to have to go to 6 different websites and get your subscription canceled. Honestly, from that point, you'd be better just canceling your credit card and getting a new one. So is this website worth paying for? No, 100% absolutely not. It is a scam, and they are here simply just to try and take your money. But there are definitely online dating websites out there that are worth paying for. And before you do pay for any of those noteworthy online dating websites, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. All of these websites are legit websites on our deals page, so there's no worries there. So this moves me on to number 4 on my list, which is the key features. So again, even though it is a complete scam website, in order for you to utilize all of these key features, you are going to have to sign up for a premium membership, which again, we don't suggest you do, but here are the things that you would get if you did sign up for that premium membership. The first feature you would gain access to is the ability to read and send messages to other users. This isn't really a special feature. It's something that's available on all other online dating websites just about, and honestly, there are a ton of free legit websites out there that allow you to message other users for completely free without having to sign up for a premium membership. Some of the first ones that come to mind include OkCupid, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, among others. The website does also host a compatibility feature, and this feature takes information that you use to fill out your profile, and it takes information such as what you listed as your fetishes, what you listed on your profile regarding sex and other things, and it finds other users on the website who would be compatible with you. There's a live chat feature on this website as well for those who are interested in viewing live cams, but these people aren't really interested in hooking up with you in real life. They are more for those people who are interested in having a sexual interaction through the internet or cyber sex, let's say. So if you are interested in cyber sex specifically, then this would be a great place for you to go to. There is an R-rated button feature, and if you click on this feature, it'll bring you to an area of the website that features a ton of X-rated videos. So if you did want to watch X-rated videos on this website, you could do that as well. There's another feature called Would You Hook Up With Me, and it's pretty straightforward. It's just like Tinder, where you just select a profile and you say if you would want to match with that person or not. Just good fun. As a paying member as well, you also get an extended profile, so you can put more information on your profile to make it more attractive to other users. And it also gives you access to private member photos. So every member on the website has a folder that they can put private photos into, but if you are a paying member, you can see those photos. Now, but before I move on to the last section on my list, I do want to remind you guys one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. It really does help us out with that all notorious YouTube algorithm. This moves me on to number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. So just how effective is iHookup with being able to find you somebody to have a hookup with? Well, if we're talking about real life interactions, I would say not at all. This website is very clearly a scam website, and it's trying to get users to pay money in order to have interactions and the possibility of having a hookup in real life. However, if you did want to just go to a website that did have live cams and did have an area of the website that does have X-rated videos, then I think that this website would be one that you could go to. But I do again want to note that it did warn me about the security of the website when I did go on this website, and there are a plethora of websites that are on the internet that have X-rated videos, so I would honestly just steer clear of this website, and I think it's really safe to say that you're not going to find success here no matter what you're looking for, because this is simply a scam website. If you are looking for a different website that you could go to that is legitimate, that could have some real life interactions with other users, I do highly suggest that you check out Ashley Madison or Tinder. Both of these websites are legit, both of them are very established, and both of them are definitely not scams. So if you did want to find an alternative website, I think those two would be really great for you to check out. Now, with that being said, if you wanted to see some other options of websites that might be perfect for you, I suggest that you take our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, I'll let you know exactly what that online dating website is for you personally. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you love to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't? Be sure to check out our deals page. That being said, if you want to see some more videos from us, you can check out one of the two that are popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys, if you have used this website before, were you scammed by it? Let me know in the comments down below. I'd love to hear your opinions about it. And with that being said, I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.